Senator Zine describes himself as the one who proudly rides his Harley-Davidson with an American flag flying from the back. The Eau Claire Republican's challenger is Democrat Pat Quitlow from Chippewa Falls. Last year, he resigned as the weeknight anchor at WEAU-TV to run for Senate. Quitlow has harshly criticized Zine's passionate efforts to pass a concealed weapons bill.
Why are you spending all of your time and all of your political capital on that, making it nearly impossible for you to dedicate time to those issues like rural schools and job training and health care that matter more to families?
Senator Zine shrugs off the criticism.
44 bills I had passed into law this session. All of my time is a bold lie. I mean, all of my political capital, if for individual to pass one bill, two bills, of all the hearings and all the time, it takes a lot of effort.
For his issues, Pat Quitlow has targeted health care for all and job creation as top priorities.
The best long-term jobs are always the homegrown ones, and you grow your own labor force through education and training. And yet we have a legislature that has been slashing education and slashing training, and it's keeping us from creating new jobs. And if you don't create new jobs, you can talk all day about tax relief, you'll never get it.
Empty rhetoric from Pat Quitlow.
Senator Zine.
We have successive successes in this area. We got the first ethanol plant in the state of Wisconsin, Ace Ethanol. We got the Stanley Prison. We got the Chippewa Valley Correctional Treatment Facility. And we could possibly double the size of both these facilities.
Still, the Eau Claire company that's caused statewide concern is Menards and the issue of who let 900 new jobs slip out of state in a dispute over a small wetland area the company needed for an expansion project. Zine blames the governor and the stymieing effect of the Department of Natural Resources, a notion that Quitlow blasts.
The DNR to him is like political oxygen. It will never go away, because if it did, he'd have nothing to rail against each election year. He's been there for 18 years. If he hasn't been able to bring some kind of reform to the DNR's process by now, how effective a leader is he?
Senator Zine does serve on a Senate Select Committee on DNR regulatory reform.
If the governor cannot control the DNR, if the legislature cannot control the DNR, we need Pat Quitlow and Madison, because you have the magic wand.
But there isn't a so-called magic wand when it comes to providing health care. Quitlow says he supports any plan that gives 98% of Wisconsin residents health insurance. Zine claims that would cost billions. Quitlow says it wouldn't, since the uninsured who resort to costly emergency medical care would have other options and preventive care. On the health issue that women's groups have hounded Zine on, emergency contraception, Zine promises, if reelected, to schedule a hearing on the stalled bill that requires hospitals to tell victims of rape there's medicine to prevent a pregnancy. In Eau Claire, I'm Mary Jo Wagner for Wisconsin Public Radio News.